The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Makas Daf Zayin. The Gemara says on the top of Amud Aleph, Ilo v'tuvyo kreve da'arve have. There was a case where Ilo v'tuvyo wanted to offer edus in a questionable halva. It's not clear, the Rishonim discussed barichus, if what they wanted to say was that Pliny owed the money to Almoini, or they wanted to say that Almoini had already paid, that they wanted to pater Almoini by saying that Pliny had already paid Almoini the money. The Rishonim discussed the different scenarios. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, Ilo v'tuvyo, L'chayr wanted to, were kosher edim. The problem was that they were kroivim of an orav that was involved here. Orav is a guarantor of a choiv. The halacha is that if Pliny is not going to pay up the choiv to Almoini, then the guarantor, we'll call him Yehuda, is going to have to step in and pay off that choiv to Almoini. And in this case, Ilo v'tuvyo were kroivim of the orav, in which case there was a distinct nafkemina to somebody who is related to them insofar as this choiv is concerned. If we're talking about the choiv, the creation of the choiv, the obligation of the choiv, so now there's an orav who has a potential chiv. If Pliny is going to default on the loan, their korav is going to be hit with $100 choiv. If it's a matter of pattering Pliny from paying the choiv, we say that the Ilov Tuvia wanted to say that Pliny had already paid the choiv to Almoini, then it's an issue of letting their korav, the orav, off the hook by saying that he doesn't have a potential liability. Savar of Papa Lemeimar Gabi Loivo Malva Rechoy Kininu. If Papa said, look, the Edus right now is not on the orav, the Edus right now is on the Pliny and Almoini. It's not on Yehuda, their korav. Therefore, why should they have a psul of kroivim here? We're learning the sugya of kroivim edus. They're not kroivim. Amale Ravuna Breda of Yeshua of Papa. This is accepted la locha. Ilesle leloive lav basar arva ozul malve. If Pliny defaults on this loan, is Almoini not going to go after Yehuda to get his $100 back? Therefore, the edus of Ilov Etuvia, who were related to Yehuda, is rendered invalid. Bepashtus, the Shachavitaria of Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Yishu, was on a very basic point. When an Orav has a potential liability to a Choyv, is that Choyv considered already incriminating the Orav that he owes the money? Which was the opinion of Rav Huna Breda Yishu, that the Edus of Ilov Etuvia now is an edus on the orav? Or since now the loiva hasn't yet defaulted, Pliny hasn't yet defaulted, is it only an edus on Pliny and Almoini, not an edus on Yehuda? There the psak was that the edus is considered to already be an existing edus on the orav, even though the orav is now not the one who's going to take the obligation of the choiv, only when the loiva defaults. Still, the halacha is that the edus is an edus on the orav. That was the psak of the Gemara. The question is, discussing only whether Ilo v'tuvya were actually saying edus on the orav or only on the loiva, and maybe there'll be a toitzah, ramifications for the orav, l'chayr misses one very basic point. Besides for the psul of an korav to say edus, we know that Reuven can't say Edus on his brother Shimon. Not to be Mechayev Shimon, not to Pater Shimon. It's Gzezer Kosov. But we know that there's also Halacha, that a Negea Bedover is also not allowed to say Edus. If I want to say Edus on the assets of a certain company, the company is not mine, I'm not the Malvo or the Loiva involved, it so happens to be that I own stock in that company that might suffer as a result of incriminating evidence against that company having been involved in giving fraudulent loans. the halacha will be that my edus will be invalidated. Since I'm a neger bedover, right now there's a positive or a negative, right now there's a positive piece of benefit to me offering my testimony, the halacha is that my edus will be rendered invalid. L'chayra ilav v'tuvya, should have their edus, forgetting about whether the edus is considered right now on their karav or not. L'chayra, that's an academic point. Seif kol seif, the arif will breathe a sigh of relief if his life is let off the hook. There's no potential liability in store for him. Or, on the other hand, if we say that there's incriminating evidence that Pliny owes the money, the arif is going to get a tight feeling in his chest, because l'maisa, he has a potential liability to cover for. Aren't ilav v'tuvya saying edus considered neger bedover? Aren't they considered krovim of somebody who has a neger bedover? Even if we say the krov right now is not incumbent on the orav, it's only incumbent on the loiv himself. Aren't ilav v'tuvya speaking about somebody, a korov of theirs, not speaking about him, but aren't they saying edus where a korov of theirs is at least a neger bedover, even if he's not the baldover itself? What was the issue over here between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishuv? So, in order to properly define these halachas of baldover saying edus, as opposed to a negea bedover saying edus, we're going to say over a machlokes between the levush and the sman, the beginning of Siman Lamed Zayin, in Hilchas Edus. The halachas over there that a negea is posel edus, that we discussed, anytime a person has positive benefit in offering a certain testimony, anytime there's positive benefit that could be accrued to a person who's saying edus, even if it's far-fetched positive benefit, the bezel will have to be on a lookout for this type of thing. Anytime there's any positive financial or otherwise gain to be gained by the offering of this edus, that aid will be rendered on a ger bedover and he'll be posel. The Levush and the Sma argue as to the nature of this psul of Negev Bedover. Is the Pshat that a Negev Bedover, since we say the place can bring down a Lashon of Adam Korvei Tzal Atzmai, whenever I have positive gain involved in a certain transaction or a certain incrimination taking place or a certain benefit taking place, so since I stand to lose or stand to gain, since I stand to gain in this case, the halacha is that kilu I'm saying edus somewhat about myself, adam korvei tzal atzmai, and that's why I'm puzzled. Or they say as an alternative that there's a chashash m'shaker. The emes is that puzzle edus is only where a person says edus about somebody who's related to him, where he's saying edus on that person. If I'm saying edus about Pliny, that Pliny owes our money $100. I'm saying edus on Pliny and I'm related to him, I'm posel edus. Both of them, I'm saying that Pliny owes our money $100. Or if I say that Pliny already paid up our money $100 that was owed. Both of them, I'm a korov, I can't say edus. But as far as chashash m'shaker is concerned, it's a new halacha. Chashash m'shaker means we're afraid that somebody will lie, understandably so, if he has a positive benefit to be gained by offering untruthful edus. But what about in the case of ilav v'tuvya? According to the Rishonim that said that Ilav v'tuvya wanted to offer incriminating evidence that there was a chayv, that Pliny owed our money the $100, that Pliny still owed our money the $100, in which case, if we say that the edus is not considered an edus against, I'm sorry, if we say that the edus is not an edus on the orv, it's only an edus on the loiv, what was our question? Our question was, but there's an egebed over here called the orv. But let's say they're offering incriminating evidence against the Arif. Is there a chash that somebody would lie to incriminate himself? A neger bedover, and this is the position of the Sma, that incriminating evidence as a neger bedover is not possible. Why? Because the psul of neger bedover is based only on a chash m'shaker. It's not a real psul. A baldover is not allowed to say edus against himself. Hein l'tav, hein l'mutav, l'chiv l'ptur. A koroiv is a gzeres hakosuv, famous lashon of the Rishonim, that even Moshe v'Aaron, there's no chash m'shaker, chas v'sholom, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKoyin, there's no chash m'shaker, still the halacha is, a koroiv is possible edus. Moshe v'Aaron cannot say edus on koroiv. However, that's only when you're saying edus on a baldover. So there you're saying edus against him, if you're his koroiv, you're possible. But when we talk about a chash mishaker, chash mishaker is only possible insofar as that there's a real issue for concern. If you love it, if you're offering incriminating evidence against the Arif, unless we say like a Avunah Breder of Yeshua that the Eidus is Eidus on the Arif himself, that he has a potential liability, then they're not considered Kroivim Psulim, and as far as Negev Adova, that would not passel the Kroiv. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Eidus takes this one step further. Based on this idea that somebody who has a potential benefit to be gained or a potential liability to be suffered in the, that's totally in a certain mitzvah, totally in a certain Torah, he says that since Korv is only Exeris HaKosuv, true, we know that a Korv is possible Eidus, both L'chiv, both L'ptur, because that's Exeris HaKosuv of Korv. But what about a Korv of a Negeh? He says that a Negeh, but even if theoretically we would say that a Negeh B'dover is possible, Hein L'tav, Hein L'mutav, both L'chiv, both L'ptur, that's because he's the Negeh himself. But a Korv of a Negeh is not a Korv of a Baldover. The psul of Korv is only insofar as you're being made against the Korv. Where you're being made against somebody else, and there's a relative of the aid that stands to benefit or stands to lose, there the halacha is that there's no psul Korv. Again, if psul Korv would be because we're afraid that somebody's first cousin will lie on his behalf, so okay, if my first cousin is going to lose $100, maybe I would lie on his behalf. By the same token, if my first cousin has a potential gain of $100, maybe I would lie on his behalf also. But if we say that Korov is Gzeres HaKosov, and even Moshe V'Aaron, Apostle Eidus, that's the Gzeres HaKosov, that a Korov is possible, it's only where you're Korov of the person that you're actually saying Eidus on. Where you're Korov of a person who stands to benefit, via that Eidus is not invalidated, and therefore, if Rav Papa held that the Eidus was against the Loiv and not against the Arif, the Eidus would be considered kosher. Let's take this Nekuda, this Chiddush that we're discussing a step further. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Mem Gimel where there was a Sefer Torah stolen from a town, and there were some of the townspeople, the Sefer Torah was owned jointly by all the members of the congregation. And there were people that knew who the Ganav was, and they wanted to bring him to justice, to bring him to Bezin, and to say Eidus against him. The problem is that since they were the Balei Dover, their Eidus is rendered possible. What was interesting over here was there were some people that were not the owners of the Sefer Torah. There were people that used to come for Kriyas HaTorah to the Shul. So the Gemara says that even though they're not the owners of the Sefer Torah, their Eidus against the Ganav of the Sefer Torah would also be possible because they're Negei B'Davar. Why? Because since they come to this shul every Monday and Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah, if there's not going to be a Sefer Torah, they're going to miss the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. They have a vested interest in having the Sefer Torah returned to the shul. Therefore, they're Negei B'Davar, and their Eidus is not accepted. The Gemara discusses, what about taking somebody who had an ownership in the shul, in order to, at least that the Sefer Torah should be given back, let him renounce his ownership in the Sefer Torah. True, until now he was a member of the congregation. Let him declare that his bailus in the Sefer Torah is null and void. He'll give it as a matana to everybody else. Now he's no longer an owner of the Sefer Torah. And now he could be a testimony against the Ganiv to have the Sefer Torah returned by Bezin to the Shul. Says the Gemara that since he's still going to come to Shul for Kriyas HaTorah, he's still a Negev B'Dover. The Ravid over there asked in the Shittim Kubetzes, you want that this person who was at the time of the Gneva, at the time that he witnessed the Gneva, and he was an owner of the Sefer Torah, he was possible, you want him later on to say testimony? What happened to a psul of tchilas of a psul? The Ravid says in the Shittim Kubetzes that the discussion in the Gemara wasn't on somebody who was an owner of the Sefer Torah. There, since he's a baldover. I'm sorry, let's go back for a second. There's a psul of tchilas of a psul. In every halacha of Eidus, there's a halacha that if somebody at the time of the seeing of the Eidus had been possible, Moshe, let's say he was a Karev B'Shas Maisim. He saw a halvo that was given to his brother-in-law. Later on, that person becomes his brother-in-law because the mutual relative died. The brother-in-law's wife died, now he's no longer his brother-in-law. The halacha is that a former brother-in-law is not possible Eidus. In certain cases, maybe there'll be a Neger B'Dover, but there's no Psul Eidus because it's not his brother-in-law now Alpi Halacha. There are certain Kroivim which even Lachamisa are considered Kroivim, but there are certain Kroivim which are not. In that case, the Eidus would be kosher, but since the Eidus was seen as a Psul, the halacha is Tchilosa V'Psul is possible even though Soifoi B'Kashrus. L'chor, the same should be true, that the Eidus which was offered over here by this person who renounced his coming to this shul should have been Tchilos of Ipsul, since B'Shas the Eidus that he saw, he was a member of the shul. So the Ravid says that we're not talking about somebody who actually owned part of the Sefer Torah, we're talking about somebody who davened in the shul. He's not a Bal Dover, all he is a Neger B'Dover. And this is the distinction that we made before. The Ravid says that if, the Shita brings the Ravid, that if the person on the question was an owner of the Sefer Torah, and he was a Baldovi, he was Pasul Eidus, then thereafter he would be Sefer Bekashas, we would Pasul as Eidus, because he was Tchilos of Epsul. Masha Enkin says the Ravid, that if the issue was only that he came to Shul to listen to Kriyas, so let's say he starts davening in a different Shul. Since he's only an Egeh Bedov, an Egeh Bedov is not a real Psul. All it is a Chshash Meshaka, as we discussed. So the Ravid says that if it was only somebody who used to come to the shul to daven and to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and now let's say he'll go hear Kriyas HaTorah in a different shul, there the halacha is there won't be tchilas of psul because it's not a psul edus. It's not like a korv. It's not like a baldova. That is the distinction of the Ravid, which would fit very nicely with our categorization of defining a baldova from an again that a baldova is possible be'etzem, and therefore, Krovim and Baldover cannot say Eidus. Whereas, like the Machne Ephraim says, that a Neger Bedover, since it's not possible by itself, it's only Chshash Meshaka, the Krovim of a Neger will be kosher, as we discussed. The Rimagash says an alternative Mahalach in the Shita Mekubetzes to the case of the Sefer Torah. And from his teretz, you see that he held exactly the opposite of what we said, which is in actuality the opinion of the other Poskim. It's not clear from the Poskim that Siman Lama Zayin had a Paskin, this is Machlokes Tetuvim and the Ktzois, and it would seem that the Rimagash would be a strong smach for the dissenting opinion to the way we just define the Din of Negev to the Din of Baldov. The Rimagash offers a very interesting observation. He says that this Din of Apostle Eidus is only by a Korv. Somebody wants to say Eidus on a Korv of his, he's saying Eidus. Eidus means by definition, when you're talking about something that happened to somebody else, and it's found out, Nimtza Echemem Korov Apostle, as the Gemara says. So he's a Korov, he's Apostle. What happens if the person is talking about himself? A person walks in the bezin and say, Ploini owes me $100. Is that Eidus Apostle, or it's not Eidus? The Rimagash says, Eidus by definition means speaking about somebody else. Speaking about yourself is talk, it's not Eidus. Therefore, if there are three people that came to bezin and spoke about the stolen Sefer Torah, and one of them, he says, would be one of the owners of the Sefer Torah, we wouldn't say Nimtza Echemem Korv Apostle. He's not a Korv. He's not an Eid Bechlal. There's no Nimtza Echemem Korv Apostle, or Tchilosei B'Psul is only where the Eid had a Psul, not where he was not an Eid at all. If I was the owner of something, I was the owner of a car, and I was the owner of a car, and I came to Bez and I said, Plenty Almighty stole the car from me. The Eidus wouldn't be Eidus. Let's say, for whatever reason now, the car is not in my shoes. I have no Negias Bedover. It's not shot that I sold to somebody and I stand to gain from the sale. But whatever it is, the car is in somebody else's shoes. Now I come to say that the car really belongs to the fellow who owns it and not to the fellow who stole it. There, my Eidus is not a Tchilos of Ipsul, even though I saw the theft when the car belonged to me, because I'm not an Eid at all, says the Rimagash. Mashenkin says to Rimagash, the Gemara that says that he would be possible is talking about Neger Bedover, and a Neger Bedover would be possible even if thereafter he had no Negius because of a Psul Korv. In which case it would be clear from the Rimagash that the Rimagash, okay, the Rimagash has his own Chiddush of a Baldover not being a Psul. He's not an Eid at all to render the Eidus Tchilose B'Psul.
But the Rimigash is clearly accepting that Negev Bedomer, if he had only been one of the people that went to Biyotze Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah, and he's not one of the owners itself, then the halacha of Tchilos V'Psul would be on him because he's a Pasul Eid. The Rimigash holds that an aid who's a Negev Bedomer is a Pasul Eid like a Koruv. Same way a Koruv is not allowed to say Eidus. A Negev Bedomer, Adam Koruv Eid Salatz, a person is also not allowed to say Eidus on something that he has a benefit from. The same way he's not allowed to say Eidus about a Koruv of his, which is the opinion of the Tumim Lahalacha. In which case, the discussion that we said before of a Koruv of a Negev would not be true. That distinction of a Koruv and a Negev not being possible would not be true because a Negev is Adam Koruv Eid Salatz, the Koruv is a Koruv of a Negev. Masha'enkein, if it was only Hekshar, and the distinction that we made of the Chilik between Chiv and Ptur, if you say, like the Raivin, like you said from the Sma, that the Psul, from the Machne Ephraim, that the Psul of Negev is only a Psul of Chash Meshaker, then all these distinctions will be true. Masha'enkein, if you say that it's a Psul of Adam Korav Eitzel Atzmoy, there the halacha will be that all the Dine Psul Eidus, Hein, Tchilose, Bipsul. And hand the din of nimtzeach mem korv apostle that we discussed in the previous year, and the halacha of eidus being apostle, both lechiv and both leptur, all these halacha would be true by a negev bedover, the same way they would be true by every eidus of a korv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.